The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com. Interesting that coming up this afternoon, 1 o'clock, Josephine County Commission going to be broadcasting the meeting that they're having with the Association of Oregon Counties on the wildfire meeting. It's going to be 1 o'clock this afternoon. Ann Basker is where they're going to have the the conversation in the meeting. And I think you can ask a few questions prior to that. But the county commission ends up bringing their concerns to the AOC. And same with Rick Dyer, I know, is actually gone up to Salem to attend that meeting. I don't know if any other county commissioners from Jackson County are involved in this. But yeah, we're all pretty much involved in realizing that Senate Bill 762 is a nasty piece of work, Bill. In my opinion, it's designed to depopulate the rural lands. I don't know if that was necessarily the intent of Marsh and Goldman when they were planning and or, carrying or sponsoring these bills, or if that was part of it. But that's essentially where it's going to be, especially when it comes time to try to get insurance, for your rural property. You know, you say that it's high, no company's going to do anything about it. And maybe it's high because not the way your property looks, but because the fact that you have the unfortunate aspect of living next door to federal land in which they decide to burn everything. So everything's designed to, burn your land, and you better be ready to coat your land in asbestos. Oh, wait a minute, you can't do that either now. But you know what I'm getting at here. And so when it comes to the insurance, the rates have exploded, and you need help in this. Talk to my friend Steve Yancey at Sky Park Insurance, skyparkins.com. Sky Park is an independent insurance agency, and Steve Yancey has helped me save money on my homeowner's insurance, also on my car insurance. Looking at life insurance here, too. He might get me signed up for that or not. See if I can keep the old ticker going and never have to go in and get a payoff in life insurance. But yeah, I'll protect Linda one way or the other. You know, these the sort of things that conversations you can have with Steve. He works with many different companies and has saved me a lot of money and could probably save you some money too, but you have to call him. Call him at 261-5444, 261-5444, whether it's home and property, RV, business insurance, your home, your life, your auto, it's all there. They take care of all that. 261-5444 or skyparkins.com.
At Sky Park, we make insurance easy.
Let me grab line one here. Hey, good morning. Who's this? Welcome.
Good morning, Bill. This is Winnie. How are you?
I'm fine, Winnie. What's on your mind this morning? There's been a lot going on. What's up?
Yeah. That library district thing is on my mind, and I just thought, you know what? I haven't said this, and I'm going to say it.
Oh, this was the conversation about the Joe County Library District, but both Jackson and Josephine County are still, facing the same things, I guess. But what are you thinking?
Yeah, but, Pat Fahey, it seems like they are all making such a big deal out of this, from bringing up my husband, Mike Pelfrey's name, from doing the blaming the commissioners. But this is how it happened, Bill. I've been sitting in county commissioner meetings Wednesday mornings, most Wednesday mornings, at 9 o'clock for 2.5 years. I sat there and I watched every week people opting in. And I found that me, my husband didn't go. He didn't have anything to do with it to begin with. I sat and watched them go in, and I thought, if they can join in, why can't I opt out? I've been paying the library district taxes for all these years. I just thought, well, I'm going to check into that. So the library.
So you ended up finding the law, the statute involved here, going to the law.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And I went into the library because I couldn't find any form. So the only time I've ever been into the library here, I went in and asked them, could I have an opt-out? And they said, we don't have that. I said, do you have an opt-in sheet? Yep, we have that.
Well, you have to. Well, I got to understand, though. You got to understand that, it's kind of like all of our taxing districts are sort of like the Hotel California. You can check out anytime you like, but you can never leave, like the lyrics of the song, right?
Yeah, but I wanted to try to do that. Because I just don't get it. My property is not served by the library district in any way. And so,
well, the library district would disagree with you, Winnie. You know that. They disagree because you could go to the library and enjoy everything that the library district has to offer you. You just choose not to.
Whatever.
Right?
Whatever. I'm just saying this is taxation without representation. And so I changed the opt form myself, opt out, and I just changed the word. So it was totally me that did that.
Oh.
And then I took it before the commissioners. And they are our county commissioners. Why do they get blamed for listening to we the citizens? I just don't get that. I don't know why they can't listen to my plea and make a decision on it without everybody getting in an uproar over it. Because it's, at the end of the day, it's me that's doing it. Me and now Mike, of course, because they like to sling his name around. But honestly, I didn't even tell him until I was about ready to do it. So,
all right. Well, Winnie, thank you so much for letting us know about that. I never realized because I talked with Mike about that library issue. But thank you for setting that record straight. Okay. And
yeah, I
still don't think there's anything wrong. You know, frankly, and I know this may hurt some people's feelings, but if we were truly going to be a voluntary society, you should be able to opt out of any district that you wish to. I appreciate the call. All right. You should be able to opt out of any district and also not get services from that district if you can, I suppose. All right. 13 after 8 here, and I'm looking so forward to talking with Martha Zoller here in just a moment. And she's a very successful host on WDUN AM-FM in Gainesville, Georgia. This is a battleground state. We're going to talk with her about what is going on now that the RFK endorsement came on Friday. We'll kick that around.
This hour of the Bill Meyer Show is brought to you by Johnson Builders, Southern Oregon's leading authority in post-frame and steel buildings for over 20 years.
Since 1938, Blue Star Gas has been serving Jackson and Josephine counties for all your residential and commercial propane needs. That's a long time and for good reason. Blue Star Gas employees live, play, and volunteer here in the Rogue Valley and truly care about their customers. As a customer, you can count on Blue Star Gas to provide excellent service for decades and generations to come. For more information, visit BlueStarGas.com. That's BlueStarGas.com.
This Labor Day, we're celebrating you. Yes, you, you hard worker, you. At the end of a long grueling day, you deserve the best rest on a new mattress from Garrison Sleep. Now through Labor Day, enjoy 2 years interest-free financing OAC and 25% off almost any mattress. It's our way of thanking you for toting that barge, shouldering that wheel, nosing that grindstone, and I've run out of cliches. The Labor Day Sale, now through Surprise Labor Day at Garrison Sleep.
Hear KMED in Grants Pass on 105.9 K290 AF Rogue River in South Jackson County on 106.7 K294 AS Ashland.
Quarter after 8, and we have, once again, Martha Zoller joining me from WDUN AM-FM. Hey, I can even still say the W like I lived back east, which I used to do here. Welcome back to the show, Martha. Great to have you on.
It is great to be with you again. Thank you.
Now, you are a North Georgia powerhouse talker up there, you know, on your radio station in Gainesville. And I wanted to check in with you, given the fact that Georgia is one of those battleground states. And it really bugs me when we see national polls being talked about with President Trump, because it's not a national election. Essentially, you have, 50 states or 57 states, depending on which president's talking about it, with individual state elections. But really, the ones that matter are the battlegrounds. Georgia is going to be one of those that makes the decision. Pennsylvania also a huge one at this point, too, from what I understand. So what happened after Friday? What's been the reaction in Georgia so far? What say you?
Well, this very interesting thing happened with RFK getting out of the race, sort of, right? So he's going to stay on the ballot in states where Trump is going to win easily. But in the battleground states, he's going to request to be taken off the ballot. And I guess he wants to show that he can get some votes. I'm not sure. But he gave a very impassioned speech about the kinds of dirty tricks that have been played against him to try to keep him off the ballot. And, you know, Dean Phillips tells a few of those stories, too. But and he also talks about what he's had to sacrifice in his wife not agreeing with him, his children not agreeing with him. some members of his family not agreeing with him.
Oh, my gosh, Martha, the family was practically, well, the family practically threw him under the bus over the weekend from what I'm looking at, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, it's funny, they had nothing to say about many of the other things that have happened in the Kennedy family, but this, having a different idea, is a step too far.
Yeah. Now, have you talked with any RFK supporters on your show in Gainesville? Because the way I'm looking at this is that you look at the margin of victories in many of these battleground states. Sometimes it's been 20, 30,000 votes. You know about that. And, you know, you peel away a percent or more, it could maybe move the needle. What about in Georgia? Do you know yet?
Yeah, I think roughly he's been polling. He dropped off and he's been polling at around 6%, which we expected that to happen because as people get closer to the election, they're less likely to vote for an independent. And I'm sure he saw that too, right? So I think he's right at about 6% polling, which I would guess, and again, it's a guess just from talking to people and from what I know about politics, is maybe half of those folks might vote. Some may stay home. They might say, I wanted to vote for an independent. I don't want to vote for one of the traditional candidates. But if we're talking about 3% in swing states, that's substantial. Okay, if you get the 3% he was going to get to go over to Donald Trump, then that's substantial, and it could make a difference. I mean, Georgia, I believe Trump is going to win anyway. He finally buried the hatchet with Governor Kemp, and that was the smart thing for him to do. I don't know what he was thinking 2 weeks ago.
What happened with that? Because it struck me as the wrong way to be going in some direction. I'm glad, because you actually worked for Kemp at one point, didn't you?
I worked for Kemp, and bottom line is, he was in Georgia. Governor Kemp is a very popular governor and has a big organization. And look, this is the dirty little secret. Brian Kemp did better without Donald Trump's support in his reelection than he did in his original election when he had Donald Trump's support. So they need to work together, and the governor always wanted to. You know, he's never risen to it except when he criticized his wife. Then he did say something. So we'll see what happens with this, but they did bury the hatchet, and all of a sudden Donald Trump, I think on Thursday, sent out this very gracious message about how much he looked forward to working with Brian Kemp's team, and that's as close to an apology as we're going to get.
Yeah, well, that's not really in his nature. He's not an incredibly apologetic man. We know that. But on the other hand, he is a fighter, you know, as they go here. Hey, you know, I wanted to ask you, Martha, and, you know, of course, Georgia is one of the states which, of course, has had some evidence of some hanky. And I'm reading some reports that say that some of it's being handled and being taken care of within the Secretary of State's office. And I'm talking about the ones in which I think there were some votes that were counted a couple of times, you know, run through the machines a couple of times and things like that. Has that all been fixed this time around? Are you aware, you know, what's been going on there?
Yeah, there was a case in Fulton County that legitimately was a problem. Okay, there was a lot of things that turned out not to be any there. Okay, mm-hmm. But this particular case was, while it wouldn't have impacted the outcome, we're not talking about tens of thousands of votes, okay? It was a situation where they couldn't account for every single ballot, so they kind of fudged the numbers so that they would account for every single ballot. And because once your ballot is counted, this is something people forget, your name and your identifying information is separated from that, okay? Because you don't want somebody to be able to go and see how you voted. That's what, you know, that's not what people want. You ought to be able to see how you voted, but other people should not be able to see how you voted. So we don't know what people were impacted by this, but this particular case has been handled. I believe it's been fixed. I do think that the Senate Bill 202, which the five elections we've had since 2020 have gone off without a hitch, and there have been almost no cases of people complaining about anything, and there were no lines, no instances of people saying they were denied to vote. So we are still dealing, yes, with some 2020 issues, but all of the elections we've had since then have had no problems.
Radio talk show host Martha Zoller, once again from WDUN AM/FM in Gainesville. Georgia here. I wanted to touch in there. So things are better. Is Georgia only a vote by mail like Oregon, or is it a different way? How do you vote in Georgia right now?
Oh, no. We have in-person voting on Election Day. We have in-person early voting for 3 weeks prior to Election Day. And the only way you can get an absentee ballot is if you request an application, you mail in that application, and then that ballot is mailed back to the address that is on file for the registration that you have. So it's not like Oregon where everybody gets a ballot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. In fact, we've famously here in Southern Oregon, we had some people learning how to drive truck at Rogue Community College, and they were foreign nationals that came into town. And as part of their going to college to learn how to drive truck, they had to get Oregon driver's licenses. And then the hotels and the motels ended up getting Oregon ballots for these people who were non-citizens. Yikes.
Wow.
And I don't know. You know, Oregon's kind of a lost cause for this at this point in time with a super Democrat control at the moment. I don't know if we're going to really be able to work much without this, without some changes at the Secretary of State office, and we're certainly working on that here, Martha. But
I think the big thing is that we do have to understand is that our Secretary of State in Georgia, unlike the Secretary of State in Florida, does not report to the governor. We are a separate constitutional office. So, you know, the voters have spoken related to the Secretary of State in Georgia, and they voted overwhelmingly to put him back into office. So, I always say about Brad Raffensperger that he went from the guy nobody wanted to have lunch with to the guy that won re-election 2 years later. So he worked very hard, and he did that by going to every single event he was invited to, whether it was friendly or not, and answering every single question that people put to him.
Yeah.
And so he earned those votes back.
Martha, what about Trump's tone at this point? Because I would dare say that post-DNC for a while, and even a little bit after the Republican National Convention, he's felt a little off-step. Is he finding it? Are you interpreting it that way? Is he finding his mojo again? What's your overall take on the campaign?
Yeah, I tell you, I was in the grocery store on Saturday, and I had three people come up to me and say, and these are Trump voters, I know them, and they said, please tell President Trump to stop the name-calling. We don't care about crowd size. We just want him to talk about issues. So I do think he's turned the corner and he's starting to do that, but he really has to step outside of himself, because if he slips up and name calls, that's all they're going to report. And he has got to get the message out. And my suggestion to him, and something I'm working with the campaign on, is he needs to work with local radio and local television in the swing states, because that's the only place he's going to get a fair shake.
Yeah. Yeah. You're not going to in the regular mainstream. It's just not going to happen. Fair enough.
No.
All right. Hey, Martha, how can people find out more about you and what you're doing as part of this? Because like I said, you're pretty much plugged in over in Georgia for sure.
Yeah. If you just go to MarthaZoller.com or follow me on Substack at Martha Zoller, you can find everything I'm doing.
All right. Martha, I appreciate the update from Georgia. And let's hope, and from your lips, you think Georgia's Trump this time around. You think you got it?
I think Georgia goes for Trump. Yes.
Oh, all right. Very good. Good talk. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Martha Zoller, once again, WDUN AM-FM in Gainesville. This is the Bill Myers Show.
If you're considering a new garage door or opener for a new home or remodel, you can't go wrong with American Industrial Door. With their fleet of trucks and technicians in both Josephine and Jackson counties, they can come to you and provide recommendations and samples. Or you can stop by their showroom and explore all of the amazing options. Do what so many other Southern Oregon homeowners have done for nearly 40 years. Trust American Industrial Door on Crater Lake Avenue, north of Vilas Road, and on Union Avenue in Grants Pass.
Hi, it's Jolene with Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros. We've got summer savings on quality Continental tires. Through August, get a $110 Visa prepaid card in the mail when you purchase a set of qualifying tires for your truck, SUV, or van. And there's 16 different popular styles to choose from, including Cross Contact, 4x4 Contact, Terrain Contact, and Premium Contact. Continental is one of our most recommended tire brands, so if you need a set for your truck, SUV, or van, come see us at Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros in Phoenix.
Fall's coming. You have a lot to prepare for. back to school, family gatherings, and staying on top of your health. The virus that causes COVID-19 continues to evolve, so this fall make a plan for COVID-19 vaccination. Ask your doctor to learn more. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Join us at the Expo for the best Rogue Broadband Brewfest yet. September 13th and 14th, enjoy great food and over 70 award-winning Pacific Northwest microbrews on tap and football on the big screens. Catch great music and the Elton John Experience on Saturday. Holy Ghost, Johnny Dancer. All at the Rogue Broadband Brewfest, brought to you in part by the Friends of the Fair Foundation. And Scotty McCreary is the next Saturday. Get your tickets now at theexpo.com.
If you've ever wondered just how deeply our government monitors you, look no further than the Swifties, Taylor Swift superfans. Even they're on the government's radar. I'm Kim Komando for LinkedIn Jobs. Post a job for free and find qualified candidates quickly at linkedin.com/Kim. Why in the world are we monitoring Swifties? Well, it's because we can. The Department of Defense monitors the entire internet all the time. ISIS, the terror group, was planning to kill Taylor Swift when she appeared in Vienna with their Eras tour. The Vienna date was skipped, costing untold millions in concert sales. Out of the billions of texts flying around, Defense Department officials picked up that Taylor Swift fans were alarmed by the planned attack. Why they needed to watch the Swifties when it was all over TMZ is beyond my pay grade. Here's the takeaway. If they're watching the texts of a 14-year-old girl, you can bet the farm they're watching you and me all the time. If you're not tech ahead, you will be left tech behind. That's why you need my newsletter at getkim.com. When hiring for a small business, you want quality professionals who are right for the role and your team. That's why I use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs has the tools to find the right people for your team faster and for free. LinkedIn is not just another job board. You get access to LinkedIn's vast network of more than a billion professionals, many of whom you won't find anywhere else. That's why it's simply the best place to hire. LinkedIn does all that while making the process simple and intuitive. Hiring is easy when you have that many quality candidates. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. LinkedIn knows that as a small business, you might not have the time or resources to spend on hiring. That's why LinkedIn is constantly finding ways to make it simpler, like the new feature to help write job descriptions. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/Kim. That's linkedin.com/Kim to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply. That's linkedin.com/Kim.
You're hearing the Bill Myers Show on 106.3 KMED.
Dr. Dennis Power is standing by. I think we're going to continue our conversation on the national politics and maybe some local import here, too. But it comes right down to it, because it's just been wild. Just been wild times. I haven't checked the gold. What's the price of gold today? Yep, there we are, above 2,500. Boop, right back up. Oil, about 80 bucks a barrel right now. I think, once again, we're looking at fear of Middle Eastern war trade, along with the fact that, well, let's be honest, they just don't have control of the budget. They're probably not going to get control of the budget. And all we're going to talk about is how much credit we'll create with the Federal Reserve. Everything will work just fine, all right? Well, protect some of your wealth by talking to the folks. In other words, full Uncle Sam. Full Uncle Sam to the best of your abilities. Talk to Jay Austin and Company, gold and silver buyers in Ashland. 1632 Ashland Street in Ashland. And 6th and G in downtown Grants Pass. When you're looking at these kind of gold prices, maybe you're thinking, well, I bought at 500. I'm going to sell right now. Nothing wrong with that. They'll help you do that. Or if you're looking to buy, they'll help you with this too. You just pick the denomination that you want, you know, whether you want to do the American Eagle, or I'm kind of a fan of the Kruger Ranch. It's not as much of a premium on it, but that's all up to you. That's all up to you, okay? And one of the best things about dealing with Jay Austin, besides the fact that they're big supporters of my show, one of my oldest sponsors, is that they're people that are good to know in a pinch. You know what I'm getting at? And get to know them, Mark and Andrea and everybody else. 1632 Ashland Street in Ashland, 6th and G in downtown Grants Pass. Call for an appointment there, 482-3715. Drop by today and get some of that protection. Thousands of years that gold has shown that it's about wealth preservation rather than making return on capital. You hope you get your capital back, right? Well, you can help that with Jay Austin.
If you have an appliance that's giving you trouble, Just-In-Time Appliance is your fast and affordable mobile appliance repair, serving the Rogue Valley. Just-In-Time services and repairs all brands. Major appliances often can be repaired, extending their life and saving you money. So give Just-in-Time Appliance a no-obligation call for advice on whether it can be fixed with the best warranty available. Before you go to the expense of buying a new appliance, call Just-in-Time Appliance online at justintimeappliance.com.
News is sponsored by Valley View Nursery, your only nursery with online pricing. Visit valleyviewnursery.com. They're closer than you think. Bill Meyer from the KMED News Center. Here's what's going on. Both Jackson and Josephine County Commissioners will bring wildfire mapping concerns to a meeting in Salem this afternoon, which is being put on by the Association of Oregon Counties. Jackson County Commissioner Rick Dyer attends in person while Josephine County's commission airs the meeting live for the public to view starting at 1 p.m. today at Ann Basker Auditorium in Grants Pass. The state legislature passed Senate Bill 762, which required the creation of these maps, ranking the wildfire risk of all properties. Concerns being raised that large portions of rural property is being unfairly targeted for extra fees and regulations. Many rural properties seeing either the cancellation of coverage or skyrocketing insurance premiums. The hope is that the Association of Oregon Counties can persuade the state to end or extensively rework the mapping program. A fatal shooting Saturday night in Medford at an apartment complex on Berryman Road. Medford police dispatched to the complex shortly after 6 o'clock, reported someone was trying to break into one of the apartments. When officers arrived on scene, they discovered a man dead of an apparent gunshot wound. Early investigation indicates the dead man, armed with a knife, approached one resident inside while another resident opened fire in self-defense. More information as it becomes available. And for the last 15 years or so, Crater High School has been home to three schools under the same roof. That's about to change. In a welcome back letter sent to district families, Superintendent Walt Davenport says Crater will reunite to a one-school system. Davenport says the reunification will foster a more cohesive and unified educational environment. Bill Meyer, KMED News.
This hour of the Bill Meyer Show is brought to you by Johnson Builders, Southern Oregon's leading authority on post-frame and steel buildings for over 20 years.
Sometimes it's a bit of a quandary at Freddy's Diner in Eagle Point.
Should I start with the Nashville wings or the mozzarella cheese sticks? Ooh, the Brownsboro Tavern burger sounds good, too. Wow, look at all those sandwiches and melts. A pastrami. Tommy Reuben, fresh-cut fries, or beer-battered onion rings, maybe a fresh salad, a seafood basket. Oh, man, it's complicated.
Wait till he sees the dinner menu. Freddy's Diner on Main in Old Town Eagle Point.
Freddy's Diner, open 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. every day for lunch and dinner.
Have your taxes gotten off track? Just call Zach, CPA at First Response Resolution. Visit firstresponseirs.com today to see what Zach can do for you. First Response Resolution in Eagle Point is your first response to the IRS, defending your rights as a taxpayer.
Do you take safe drinking water for granted? If you have a well for your water, no one's monitoring what's in your water. It's up to you to be sure that the water you and your family are drinking is safe and free of contaminants. Get your well tested now. Grants Pass Water Lab offers next day results for bacteria tests and a speedy 3 to 5 days for a full reporting that meets all state requirements. Online at gpwaterlab.com. Independent and serving the Rogue Valley for over 40 years.
Hi, I'm Randy with Diner 62, and I'm on KMED.
And we appreciate you being here. 835-770-5633. Dr. Powers is standing by here. Dr. Dennis Powers. And let me grab... Someone's blinking angrily on line two. I'll grab that first, and then I'll talk with Dennis here in just a moment. Hi, who's this? Good morning.
Hi, this is Chris from Jacksonville.
Hey, Chris, what's on your mind today?
Well, I had a comment, although I do agree with you on the cell phone thing to a level.
With the
kids in the school.
Oh, yeah, this was the talk with Melissa Hansen about pushing a policy, the white paper on reducing cell phone influence in the government schools. But what say you?
So I agree on one hand. Like I said, I had a situation. It's kind of counterproductive if we're talking about how we don't trust the schools and they're not doing good with teaching our kids and keeping all of the woke politics and everything out of it, and then also saying we trust the schools to make sure that they're taking care of our kids and they have our kids' best interest at hand. So the situation was my son had contacted me in the morning because he was fearful of going to the school with it, but he knew to do the right thing, of a child who said that she had received a text from another student that was going to bring a gun to school the next day.
Yikes.
So he contacted me because he trusts me and, like I said, doesn't too much trust the school to have his best interest at hand. And I told him that he needed to immediately go into the principal's office with the other individual and put me on speakerphone until I could get there. If he had not done that, the way the school had gone about it was to keep me uninformed. They wanted him to hang up the phone. They wanted to speak to him privately about the situation and everything. And I feel the way the times have changed and things like this that are happening, some parent involvement. I raise good kids. I don't trust the school to raise my kids. And for them to not want to allow me to be involved until I could be there and speak to an 11-year-old boy by themselves without any other comfort for him was a little bit troubling.
Yeah, so you're making the case for the other side, right, of having some cell phone contact for that reason. Boy, that's an interesting way of putting it, and thank you for raising that. That's another way of looking at that issue. Okay.
Like I said, the during the class disruption, I 100% agree.
Okay.
Both my kids have complained about the fact that other kids are just not even paying attention to class, and they're on their phone and on TikTok and all this other crap that's on there. But when it came to the situation, and I was 100% on your side with it until this situation happened last year, and it really woke me up to I can't trust the schools to contact the parents during because there was two other parents.
Well, remember, though, you're a parent, so you're not qualified to be involved in the raising of your child.
100%.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. All right. That I get it. And I appreciate you sharing that alternative way of looking at that. Thanks for the call. All right. We'll hold the calls here for just a moment because we got Dr. Dennis Powers, retired professor of business law. By the way, when you were teaching, and did you still have problems with cell phones when you were teaching business there, Doc, or was that kind of after you left? I don't know.
Oh, that's a very good question. We didn't, but it's up to individual professors now. You know, typically students, because, you know, they are paying for their education, will typically not go ahead and do it. And if they do, you ask them nicely to put it down, and you'll get 90% compliance.
Well, okay.
But this is different. We're not in downtown Chicago or L.A.
Yeah, true.
You know, this is Southern Oregon. We still have some values here.
All right. Well, Doc, I appreciate you being flexible. Martha Zoller was available from Gainesville only at 8:15 this morning, when normally I would have had you on. So I said, hey, if you could hang on, just come in a few minutes later. That's great. And thank you for having done that. And looks like that battleground state is looking better for former President Trump to be the next President Trump, maybe. I don't know.
Well, I found the interviewing to be and the interview to be very interesting, especially on Georgia. And in terms of the point made that with RFK's endorsement of Trump, that in battleground states that apparently 3% would probably go to Trump, which could be very helpful in these battleground states.
Gosh, even if it's a percent or two, that's beyond the margin of victory in many cases in these battleground states like Georgia and Pennsylvania.
That's right. And then also the point she was making as to the difference in terms of Georgia on the ability of controlling absentee ballots that we do not have here in Oregon.
Oregon, unfortunately, is wide open. It's pretty much the Wild West when it comes to election integrity, unfortunately, because, you know, unless you're doing very, very tight controls, vote by mail, there is no what do they call it? Custody, there is no real ballot custody. What chain of custody issues? Vote by mail, when you're exclusively vote by mail, there is no chain of custody. And I don't think we thought about that back in the days when everybody voted for this.
Oh, that's very true. And, of course, the state-run media was taking care of that. And also, if we take a look at the statewide measures that are on the November ballot, I mean, I just love, Bill, the one about increasing the corporate minimum tax, so that Oregon residents, let's say, I wonder how many illegal immigrants are going to get this, get a projected $750 rebate.
Actually, they doubled that. I think they doubled that. It's closer to $1,600 now, from what I recall.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. Now, I have something here. Linda and I were talking about this. And she actually had a different way of looking at this, because naturally, I'm going to look at this, they call it the Oregon rebate, right? I think it's what they term this, the Oregon rebate, in which they raise taxes on the biggest corporations. I think over 100 million, I think, is the number. Could you confirm that?
Apparently, at least what I've read is that it's 25 million. But
oh, okay, 25 million.
A lot of companies that are in that bit, starting with Harry and David and going all the way in. What about hospitals? Are they going to go ahead and be excluded?
We don't know. But there was a part of her that was kind of being counterintuitive on this one and saying, hey, listen, the biggest companies are the ones that write all the checks to the Democrats. She was just saying, and she was wondering if maybe that, voting for this, even though we're not really a big fan of the redistribution, ends up ultimately hurting the Democrats. And this is why I couldn't help but notice that the Democrats are all coming out against this, which is usually not the way it works.
Now, that's a good argument. On the other side, what I'm looking at is that once you get the camel's nose in the tent, the next thing you know is you have the whole camel in there, especially when you have a super majority in terms of the far left. And here in Oregon, it just shows exactly, it's amazing, Bill, because if the chameleon goes ahead and is able to win through and the Democrats do their damage, every state in the union can be now stamped Oregon. Or it be stamped California.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I appreciate that's a very good argument.
It was almost kind of like coming back with a Cloward-Piven argument. You know, the Cloward-Piven formula in which you overload the system. You overload the system to, in essence, collapse it. Right. You know, that kind of thing. And it's like, all right. So you have the leftists and the Democrats and Tina Kotek. None of them want this. They don't want this. Right. And so if they don't want it, well, maybe you give it to them good and hard, because it ends up hurting the state ultimately. It's kind of like you're sacrificing your state in one respect, but you're bringing it down, man. In other words, you're using the leftist principles, the Saul Alinsky tactics, against them ultimately. I don't know. Maybe it's just the way of thinking.
It's interesting in terms of the sides we're bringing up, but in terms of looking at overall all the statewide measures that are on there, like the Independent Public Service Compensation Commission. I love that one because they're going to bring in California in that. So in other words, any time that we look at what the far left is doing here in Oregon, I'm just naturally suspicious because I don't see where they really care about the majority of the voters as long as they can keep their urban voters in Portland.
Well, I think the real reason that they're against the UBI, that universal basic income proposal, the Oregon rebate, is that it's not money given to the Democratic Party to hand out to its friends. It just goes to any Oregon resident. What's the fun of screwing the corporations for another percent or two or three in corporate activity tax if they can't hand it out to their friends? Maybe that's why they're against it. That might be why they're against it, really. I don't know.
That's a good argument, really is. And just to kind of join you in terms of that issue, I just am naturally suspicious any time, our governor goes ahead and says, well, I'm really not that much in favor of this because I hear the chameleon doing the same thing.
Uh-huh. So in other words, they're lying about it. Okay. All right.
Yeah, kind of like how can you tell when a politician is lying is when their lips move.
Hey, let me turn the back around on the national politics for a moment here, Doc. Dr. Dennis Powers, retired professor of business law. We always shoot the breeze every Monday, and we'll hold off on the history for a couple of weeks. I'll be out Monday when I'm at my high school reunion, seeing how all those people got old. I didn't get old, but they all got old, I'm sure, is what...
That's going to be really interesting.
Yeah, I'll tell you how that works two weeks from today, but... What about the Supreme Court decision on Arizona? This was a big one. They were allowed now to actually quiz people about their citizenship. And this has been a hard thing to do. And when it comes to election integrity, trying to keep non-citizens from voting in the presidential election, this is a pretty big deal. You'd think it would be getting more play. What actually happened in that decision?
There was an Arizona law requiring proof of citizenship to vote in a presidential election. Mm-hmm. And, of course, this has been being fought in the lower courts. And this particular issue had to do with whether an injunction would come in. So there's a procedural type of approach. Basically, 5-4 vote, and saying that Arizona can reject attempts to register to vote on their form if there's no proof of citizenship.
Now, if I understand correctly, didn't Gorsuch side with the liberal wing? Was that right? I thought I heard that.
Well, you know, you had Amy Barrett again, and now I'm really wondering
about
her.
Oh, Amy Barrett. Oh, okay.
Yeah, you know, and you and I had talked about that before. Now I'm really wondering about, Amy, in terms of what is the concern she has. But again, we have, my friend, this ability of where if Roberts, it does make sense as to how the decision came down, but if Roberts can swing certain things, some of the people can. But now we're seeing Amy coming in a lot more on the liberal side, so that's something that we need to watch. But basically, it was a win. It was a big win, even though the state-run media across this country was going ahead and saying, Republicans don't get their way, all this other BS that mm-hmm. comes down from the state-run media. And the reason is that it makes a lot of sense because if these people register to vote on a federal form, that is where a state law cannot go ahead, separation of powers, to go ahead and check that. But the key thing is in there, apparently, and we can certainly have opinions on this one, cannot require, and they do require proof of citizenship to register on a federal form. Now, this whole case is working its way through.
I'm a little confused here, Doc. So the state can't say anything when you're registering to vote on a federal form, but aren't most right. of the times state forms being used? And so the state can do this or not? I'm confused
Precisely.
Here.
Precisely.
Okay.
That's an excellent clarification.
All right.
It was a major victory, especially in terms of listening to Georgia. But this is Arizona, which is a state that is really much more in play than in Georgia. And your point's very well taken, my friend, because of the fact that you have to really go into the details to see that this was a victory. It was 5-4. Amy Barrett had gone ahead. Barrett had gone ahead mm-hmm. and had switched sides again. And the battlegrounds that are happening right now is right now in Obama's legal attacks that he has done all the way through, and that's the major problem that we have, is because you have all this playing out in the courts, and of course we have, my friend, you got to really wait till the Supreme Court does, and then we'll get a final decision as it comes through. But that provision for the states is good.
Okay, it's progress. We will take that. There was another federal judge. I don't know if you kept track on this, or I didn't talk to you about this prior, but it was a story that I had saved knowing I was going to talk with you. Federal Trade Commission a few days ago ended up having a judge toss the Federal Trade Commission's ban on non-compete agreements. There, you know, we've had in a number of industries for a long time, companies would write a contract. And, of course, you know about non-competes, a professor of business law. And this is something interesting. The U.S. District Judge Ada Brown ruled that the commission's authority to police unfair methods of competition couldn't be used to ban non-compete agreements here. Have you kept track of that one? Just curious if you had any thoughts if that was a good ruling from that judge.
It's an excellent ruling, Bill. I'm glad you brought up the issue. This whole thing is, again, part of the Obama-Soros oligarch fight, which is really there to inch in and erode private enterprise. Why? Because you have to go ahead in terms of having sales of small businesses a non-compete, because they're usually buying something that's in your city or usually in your region.
Yeah.
And so what you do is that this is where the seller really likes to go ahead and work, because of he or she had worked so hard, my friend, to go ahead and to create a business, and they're happy to do it. This was just another attempt to get the camel's nose into the tent. And say, we shall decide as to what's going on, and therefore these are all going to be illegal, which would throw out 300 years of law. And again, it's showing how far this country has gone in Nicaragua and watch out for the chameleon.
Going all Venezuela, as it were. A number of years ago, I used to work under a non-compete, and it was one of those things where, you know, the radio station companies.
Right.
I've worked under non-competes for a lot of years. I'm not under one right now, but you know, you used to be able to, you know, they would say, okay, if you wanted to go across town and work at the competitor at the competition, then you wouldn't be allowed to do so for like 90 days or 6 months or something like that. And I understand, you know, why they would do things like that, because a company would invest in you as a morning show host, you know, that kind of thing. But a lot of that has been kind of dropping by the wayside. But I guess the non-competes we're talking about mostly right now, a lot of that has been in the high-tech world, right? A lot of times, you know, someone quits Google and goes to work for Facebook or whatever the case might be, and the whole idea is to make sure that you're not taking your company secrets with you, that kind of thing.
Correct.
Right?
Correct. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you see, they have to be reasonable in time and in place. That is the concept in any state in the country, at least you know, before Obama gets involved.
What happens if you fire somebody? If they fire someone, does that mean you can't go to work elsewhere? Because it's kind of like implying that you can't earn your living if you do that. I don't know if that was talked about in this case or not.
Oh, well, it depends on whether you sold your company or not. If you're just an employee, there's a lot of laws that come down on that. But mm-hmm. if you have sold your company and there is a non-compete and you get fired, typically, if it's not one that has to do with a lot of money, they'll work something out. You'll hire an attorney. The attorney will go ahead and say, here's what's going to happen if you don't go with me. With what I'm doing for my client, then we'll see you in court. And just that threat.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it makes sense, though, to have agreements drawn up that if you're a company, you sell your company, you agree not to compete against the people you're selling the company to. Because otherwise, what's the point? Right.
And that's true, Bill. And the part of the reason is that as part of this is also how much you're selling your company for, what the terms are. It's all part of the package. And typically in there, that the buyer is really wanting to, for small companies, and if we get into high technical ones like Google, mm-hmm. it's a much different thing because you're talking about trade secrets. It gets in. I've had those that I was into in my practice. And that makes a different type of ball game. But here, in terms of Southern Oregon, in terms of smaller businesses, you're not going to be running into that type of an argument. But you're absolutely right. When they're pirating someone, large companies get involved. That's when you're going into the major lawsuits that can last for years.
Yeah. So if you're being fired from one restaurant, you can't just have a stupid non-compete saying that you can't go to work for the other restaurant that may want to hire you, right?
Yeah.
That kind of stuff,
yeah.
Right?
And that's a good point, because actually if you're selling your restaurant in these days, one of the things I learned a long time ago was for restaurants, they really work hard for their money, and if you're going to invest in something in venture capital, you want to try to get into something that can stand out more, because there's always a turnover since it's based on location, location, location.
Well, wait until we have AI chefs, my friend. I'll get back to you on that one, all right? Hey, Doc, just about out of time. What should we be looking at here over the next week or so? I know it's going to be kind of a quiet week heading into Labor Day, but what would you say when it comes to politics and the Trump campaign? The tone better, in your opinion, or are we still kind of floundering a little bit looking for direction? What say you?
Well, of course, we're floundering because of the fact that Obama, with his protege, the chameleon, is doing the same thing that he did with Biden.
You know, it's another basement. It's another basement campaign.
It's another basement.
Yeah.
You know, keep her in the basement because she's a socialist. And others are calling her a fascist. And and it's actually there with what she's talking about, price controls, talking about, you know, taxing unrealized capital gains. This is an abject socialist. I would hope that in any debate, Trump will go ahead and hold on to his instincts. But I would really hope that the Bush Republicans get on board. I would really hope that there is going to be attack ads coming in that shows what will happen with her duplicity. And she just lies. She changes colors to get what she wants.
I know. You know, the one thing I would mention is that you and I are both old enough is that we remember Nixon, the late President Nixon, doing price controls, right? And I remember the shortages and the shelves, you know, to even talk about this. Notice how there is no section of the Nixon Library. Hugh Hewitt quipped this the other day, and he was part of the Nixon Library people. He says there is no part of the Nixon Library that mentions anything about the whipping inflation portion when they froze wages and prices. It did not work one bit, my friend.
That's interesting. That really is, and that's a good point. And the other thing is that with the dirty tricks and what the far left, which is who the Kamala is, she is far left. She is. This is Obama's plan all the way through. The only thing was is he couldn't get Biden to step down before he did. And this is totally a Soros type of deal. Listeners have got to. And I know they feel this way, is you got to go ahead and be careful, because if the chameleon gets in, it'll be right to going ahead and having gender identity. It'll right
oh, yeah.
to go back into the FBI.
Yeah, you can't tell me there's not a choice this time, Doc. That's for sure. Okay.
So, and I really liked your call-in that came in terms of the way that the school districts are trying to keep out parental control. And they're doing that just because they want to keep their little fiefdom. And I've been in that one as well.
All right. Very good. Dr. Dennis Powers, retired professor of business law. We'll catch you in a couple of weeks, Doc. I'll take, like I said, Monday off as I go back and see all those old people that I'm that I'm way too old to actually be classmates with them. But I'll tell you how that goes.
That will be an update, my man.
All right. Hey, Doctor, you take care. Be well. DennisPowersBooks.com. We'll catch you then, okay? Take care.
Take care. Be safe.
All right, 8:57 and change.
Your smile is the key to your health and confidence. Did you also know that research has concluded people have almost as much fear about finding a new dentist as they do about going to the dentist? Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Johnson, and here at Dental Excellence, we value the confidence and trust our patients have in us. My 20 years of experience and thorough training equals comprehensive dental care. From creating that perfect filling or doing that perfect root canal in my dental microscope, to restoring a patient's confidence with implant-supported dentures, we can do it all here at Dental Excellence. For those who need, I am highly trained and certified in IV sedation and the art of creating a comfortable, relaxed, stress-free environment. Are you looking for friendly, compassionate, personal care? Come and join our excellent dental family.
Call 541-779-6170 today for a free consultation. Dental Excellence.
Dental Excellence. Changing lives, one smile at a time.
Power outages are becoming more common. Patriot Electric can size you with the correct Generac generator backup system for when outages occur. Whether you need a powerful portable or a whole house system to power your house, barn, shop, and pump house, a flip of a switch will produce power when you need it the most to pump water and provide essentials like AC and refrigeration. Call Patriot Electric and get your own Generac generator, an investment you'll never regret. We are Generac sales, installation, and service professionals. Visit PatriotElectricOregon.com.
The model year-end closeout on new Iron Bull trailers continues at Two Dogs Fabricating. Iron Bull has instant rebates on remaining 2024 Iron Bull trailers while they last. There's an instant $750 rebate on 12 to 16-foot dump trailers and a $500 rebate on equipment trailers from 16 to 24 feet. The 2024 model year-end closeout, a North Star-made Iron Bull trailer. This is for a limited time, so go pick out yours at Two Dogs Fabricating on Bryan Way, off Sage in Medford. Visit twodogsfab.com.
If you're remodeling your house, start with the foundation. Millett Construction offers a no-pressure, thorough inspection of your home's foundation and a no-obligation estimate if your house needs work. The foundation is most important because all of the repairs and upgrades you're planning, from the floors, windows, doors, cabinets, even the roof, can be affected if your foundation is unstable. Be sure you're on solid ground. Millett Construction will level your house and correct the shifting soil problem. Visit MillettConstruction.com.
News Talk 106.3 KMED. This is the Bill Myers Show.
And this is KMED and KMED HD1, Eagle Point, Medford, KBXG, Grants Pass, 99.3 FM. And the jukebox is going to crank up here in just a moment. Some emails of the day, and there's quite a few. I'll try to do some more tomorrow on Pebble in Your Shoe Tuesday, so make sure I hit me early, and we'll talk about the things that are bugging you. I think some of the conversation today will certainly lead to good talk tomorrow. But emails of the day sponsored by Dr. Steve Nelson and Central Point Family Dentistry, centralpointfamilydentistry.com. and it's on Freeman Way, right next door to the Mazatlan Mexican restaurant. While you wait, Crown's available. They have an in-house lab now. Very, very cool. You're able to speed you on your way with a new tooth. Okay? All right. And Bob Shan wrote me this morning when it came to the Pat Fahey conversation this morning. And he says, Bill, he should have just said there are fine people on both sides of the issue. That's very funny, Bob. You make me laugh on that one. And Hans Albuquerque weighs in. Bill, some Fox News article over the weekend is worried about GOP vote losses among young conservative environmentalists. It's an oxymoron, kind of like jumbo shrimp or deceptively honest. The latter example encapsulates either the writer and or subjects therein. This is a prime example of the brainwashing of children in the de-education camps in the umbilical cord of climate hypnotism attached to the moron Fox writer, and a step up to the reprobate news editor who puts it out there. Hans Bittersweet Albuquerque. I appreciate that. Randy writes, Bill, Biden inadvertently spoke the truth the other day. At the convention, Joe Biden said, Kamala Harris and I are committed to enhanced for possibility advanced, Joe slurted, illegal immigration. One way or the other, Biden admitted flooding the country with illegal aliens is their plan. Democrats are communist criminals, really, advocating the destruction of the republic, replacing it with a communist dictatorship. That is Obama's fundamental transformation. I can't remember the name of the commission or board in Mexico, but it is composed of leaders of the cartels. Guess who is on the board of directors? Jill Biden. You can't make this stuff up. Brandon really is Trader Joe, Randy and Ashland. Randy, I appreciate you sending that email, okay? And Lewis says, Bill, thank you for revisiting the current attack on one of our duly elected commissioners in Josephine County. I listened intently to the podcast and was again pleased to hear that Commissioner West is doing exactly what we elected him to do. With seriously limited funding and critical services needing money, John West and the Board of Commissioners is doing the tough work of finding all the waste, excess, and misprioritized funds needing for critical services. Lewis, thank you very much for emailing Bill at BillMyersShow.com. We'll catch you tomorrow. Bill at BillMyersShow.com. See you then.
When it's time for a new roof, think beyond shingles. Metal roofing from Pressure Point Roofing offers unmatched durability.